This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Keep it here. You found the black spear. Kevin Jackson, congratulations, my friend.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations for being part of the number one radio show in St. Louis, and thank you for helping us get there.
Dude, congratulations to you. I'm but a cog in the wheel, as you know.
Well, you're an important cog, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that.
Let me grab a quick phone call here because somebody wants to talk to you. Debbie, welcome. Glad to have you on Hot Talk, 93.9 Eagle. How are you?
I am good, and thanks for taking my call. I've got a compliment, Kevin. I think this guy is so interesting, and I think, he sounds young. Kevin, are you young?
I'm not going to say, Debbie.
I'm
actually 48.
You are 48?
Yeah.
You're a little older than you sound then. But you need to run for office or something. You've got so much knowledge. You're interesting. I just really am intrigued by you, and I hope you continue working with Gary.
Well, I appreciate that.
Wait a minute.
No, Gary, I like you too.
Hold on a second here.
Hey, Gary, don't be trying to hone in on my compliments.
I like you too, Gary. I listen to you, but I really enjoy Kevin, and I really enjoy you.
Yeah, you see how the white man acts?
I know.
All right. All I can tell you is I've been on the air here for going on 4 years, and she never called up and said that to me.
I think I have, so, hey, you're both great. Carry on.
All right, Debbie, thanks for the call.
You want to see something really disturbing? Go to any search engine and start typing in these words. How do I qualify? And this is what pops up. How do I qualify for food stamps, Medicaid, unemployment, earned income credit, Section 8, disability, Pell Grant, Medicare, FHA loan, and head of household? These are the top 10 things people are searching for on the internet today, and every one of these involves getting something from the government. My name is Blazing Golia, founder of Government Gone Wild, and you are being enslaved. But this type of enslavement has no concrete walls, and it has no steel chains. It is an enslavement to the idea that the job of government is to take care of you and your family because you cannot do it yourself. Did you know that 41% of all births in this nation and 60% of elderly long-term care are paid for by government? How's that for a cradle-to-the-grave entitlement society? And one out of three live in a household that receives food stamps, subsidized housing, cash welfare, or Medicaid. More and more people are becoming dependent on government to take care of them, and politicians don't like it one bit. They love it. With a record number on food stamps, the USDA recently changed their program name to SNAP to take away from the stigma. And they are actually funding marketing campaigns to encourage more people to go on the program. The Obama administration even rewarded one state with a $5 million bonus for adding more people to an overwhelmed system. We are now at the point where the best investment isn't gold. It's not the stock market. It's being poor. For every $1 in taxes the lowest income families pay, they will receive an average of $10 back in federal spending benefits, a tenfold return. This is why the war on poverty has failed, because government has engineered a built-in bias to stay poor. Now, all of these people getting free stuff are close to outnumbering those paying for it. In my opinion, many of the problems plaguing this nation can be summed up by this shocking trend. During Reagan's presidency, only 19% of U.S. households didn't pay any federal income taxes. Under Clinton, it jumped to 25%. In the W years, it spiked to 30%. And now Barack Obama has 47% of people not paying a single dime in federal income taxes. This now brings us to the scariest number of all, 144 million. This is the approximate number of people in our country that have no skin in the game. Now, to put it in layman's terms, that's the equivalent of all the people in these states paying for all the people in these states, or all the people in these states footing the bill for all the people in these states. The bottom line is government wants you dependent on government. And if more government is the answer, then it's a really stupid question. Newton's first law of motion states that an object at rest will stay at rest until acted upon by an external force. You are that force. Get involved and help me by forwarding this video to everyone you know. Show your friends what our government is doing to the fabric of this nation.
On today's episode of Black Sphere Unsolved Mysteries, is Chris Farley really dead, or was it a secret plot to sneak him into middle age, move him to Canada, and run him as a left-wing candidate for mayor of Toronto?
I killed him! I can't stop!
Very, very inebriated.
I wish you could just shut your big yap! No one, but no one, is going to accuse me of having escorts and doing lines of cocaine at a bar.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket.
And put yourself in my shoes.
You're not going to amount to jack squat.
One thing is certain. If Chris Farley's not dead, it won't be long. This is Unsolved Mysteries on the Black Sphere.
Here's what I'm going to do. For the rest of the time I have left, for the rest of the evening, you folks over here, I'm going to divide you up across the political spectrum. You folks over here, from here on over, you guys for the rest of the night, you guys are the left wing.
Yeah.
That was an appropriate amount of enthusiasm for the left wing. Look, I know you guys are disappointed. You've had a couple of bad years, but wait until 2008 when the Democrats take back the White House, because then you'll be really disappointed. Let's try this again. You guys over here, you guys are the left wing. Not bad, but watch this. You guys over here, for the rest of the night, you guys are the right wing. Look, that was okay, but when I did this in Texas last week, they started chanting USA. It was really the most amazing experience of my life. So I want you guys to do that for me. Like, dig down. You guys up front here, you weren't chanting. Dig down. Find your inner red meat, okay? Put yourself in the mind frame of people that believe in... I kind of think I want to chant at USA. You guys over here, you guys are my right wing.
USA! USA! USA!
Good. That was much better. Much better. And you guys on the left wing, you guys were perfect. Because while they were chanting USA, you were just sitting there looking befuddled. Vaguely unpatriotic. It's not just the left and the right, though. Like, on the far extremes of the political spectrum, like on the far right of the political spectrum, you folks at this table right here, you guys are my libertarians. And on the far left of the political spectrum, you folks here, you guys are the libertarians. Did you guys get that? Libertarians. Not the people that check books out for you. You know what, sir? I don't think you're a libertarian. You know what you are? You're a swing voter, sir. You're one of those people. You're clueless, you're apathetic, and every 4 years you determine the fate of the free world. This man right here, ladies and gentlemen, this man is the idiot savant of democracy. Give him a round of applause.
Wherever you are right now.
Kevin Jackson's funny bone isn't just funny.
It's
dangerously hilarious. Against
you
liberals.
You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are miserable creatures. That's why they love chaos and what they call change. See, we would love to just have a predictable world of sorts. I mean, we understand things are going to change, but there should be certain things that are predictable. Like, for example, your immigration system, the influx and outflow of people into your country. The same way, you wouldn't want to come home and one day there's three people in your house. Maybe it's you, your spouse, and a child. And then the next day you come home and there's 17 people. It makes it tough to plan. You don't know when the what the carpool is going to be like. You don't know why when you have to take little Gomez to soccer and, you know, little, I don't know, give me a little Mexican girl's name, Mary, Maria, little Maria to dance class. The point is, we want some level of stability and consistency. And you want it in your government. You want it in your surroundings. You don't want, you know, the closing off streets every other day in your city or, you know, they change the water days or whatever, depending on what is going on. You want some level of consistency because you know what? Life is going to deal with enough of your change on the day-to-day basis in your own life. You got to make decisions on what to eat. You don't eat the same food every day, for the most part. You don't wear the same clothes. Kids don't have the same activities. Your spouse may travel, may not. Different things going on at work, and so on and so forth. So that's why you need some layer of stability. I said life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. It was George Bernard Shaw who actually said that. Thank you for finding that, my friend. But that's what life is supposed to be about. Leftists spend a lot of time looking for themselves because they stay in a constant state of chaos. They have no grounding tool. There's no foundational support. Many of them, they say, I don't believe in God, but I'm spiritual. Oof, that's nonsense. Either you believe in something that can help you find that center, that can ground you. Your body has it. It's why the human body is designed to perfection. It is. You have a center of gravity that makes everything work. We call it the core now. You strengthen your core, everything else is strong with you. The same is true of your mental stability and strengthening your core, your basis of knowledge. Why do you think they're taking away the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic? They don't want that foundation to be there. They're doing Common Core, and they're teaching multiculturalism and the social justice warrior agenda. How depressed you should be because of the past, something that you have not suffered at all. I was talking to my team the other day. I said, hey, I want to come up with things that the left, these snowflakes, have never experienced. For example, heat stroke due to picking cotton. Yeah, or have to get reconstructive surgery due to whippings by the master. Segregated lunch counters. Police brutality or beatdowns. They don't even know of it. They barely know anecdotally, and it's only because somebody said it. That's the way they learn. That's the way they are. Life isn't about finding yourself. It is about creating yourself. You know what the beauty of creation is? Now, I'm going to get to politics in a second. By the way, I am talking politics. For those of you who are saying, Kevin, why are you giving us a life lesson, brother man? I'm probably older than you, Kev. Why are you trying to give me a lesson in life? I don't know. Why are you listening? That's the question I would ask. See, I don't answer your questions. Don't be trying to trick me up. I would ask you, why are you listening? If I'm younger, probably am, could be, don't know. I'm older than people think, I'm black, don't crack. But you're listening for a reason, because I'm trying to impart some knowledge on you. Upside your head. Creation is something beautiful. In the beginning, God created. God did not destroy. He didn't take part of the universe and say, I will destroy this part of the universe and make it into earth. No, he created it. In the beginning. You love creation. Kids love creation. You know what else we love? We love creation and we love discovery. Everybody does. Every kid is amazed when they utter a word and people look at them. Or they do something like, you know, walk. And they're like, come on, you can do it. You can do it. We all have the same, you know, it's just a primordial, you know, thing inside of us. Life is simple. We make it complicated. That's a paraphrase of Confucius. Confucius say, life are very simple, but we insist on making it complicated. And that's just how he said it, too. I knew Confucius. We do. We make it complicated. And what's complicating our lives these days is the stupidity upon which our lives are being governed. Let's go back to creation. What do you want to create? You want to create an environment where we let the Hillary Clintons of the world get away with what they get away with? Or do you want to create an environment where people follow the rules? People obey the law. It applies equally and honestly to everybody. That's what I'd like to create. But see, that's not good. Leftists don't like that. They want to let you know, hey, if you get to a certain strata, the rules no longer apply. You can get what they call it, that rich kid. They called it a... like too much money-itis or something. You know, it was like, I could see it. I can see the word. Influenza. Something like that. Like he had too much money and influence. That's what this kid, they got him off on it too. Oh, yeah. So we've got all these things we're dealing with, insane things that are happening in the world because leftists don't know how to find themselves. Money that's been spent out the wazoo that could help them find themselves. Ask yourself, when you see these crazy classes like women's studies and black people studies, gender studies, whatever, and as opposed to finding yourself, you know what leftists do? They say, well, if you think you're a little boy, think again, because you might not be. No, there are 35, no, 51, no, 73 genders. And each of them have all their pronouns and stuff. So you think you were born a little white boy, huh? Instead, you could be a black girl. That's how crazy leftism is. It lets you pick and choose because here's why. Here's why. Let's help you find yourself. Yeah. Now, some of you argue, well, Kevin, that's pretty creative. Yeah, you could create anything you want. Yeah, you can create that. It would be a false identity, Sybil. Because you are who you are, and you should appreciate who you are. Look, we're at fault too, conservatives. We got after people for being gay or, you know, interracial marriage and all that back in the day. We did our stupid stuff. Looked at people a little strangely because they didn't fit the mold of whatever we were told it was supposed to be. I'm not forgiving us. But at the end of the day, we want to finding yourself means understanding who you are. To thyself be true. Be true to who you are. That's the easiest way to find yourself. And let people know. I get it. There are secrets that you want to keep, and I'm cool with that. I don't need to know everything about you, but I need to know who you are at your core. That we're equally yoked in certain ways of thinking. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I'm going to get off. Though I will be interweaving a life into the discussion. We'll be back in just a bit. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted 12 Russian officials accusing them of attempts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced the indictments from the Justice Department.
According to the allegations in the indictment, the defendants worked for two units
of the main intelligence directorate of the Russian General Staff, known as the GRU. The units engaged in active cyber operations to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. There was one unit that engaged in active cyber operations by stealing information, and a different unit that was responsible for disseminating the stolen information.
Rosenstein did point out that the vote count was not affected by the hacking. President Trump held a joint press conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May. Trump also had tea with Queen Elizabeth II and is now spending his weekend in Scotland. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Why teach kids about guns, huh? If the left told the truth about guns, the gun control discussion would end immediately. It's true. It's not what I want to talk about this segment, because I want to get into some stuff about Barack Obama and what the Democrats were willing to do in order to keep us from being where we are right now, which is bringing sanity back to politics. But I do want you to understand the game that's being played. The left does not want people to know the truth, whether it's about guns, immigration, Muslim terrorism, tax policy, you name it. They don't want you to know the truth. If you know the truth, you would never, ever in your wildest dreams side with them on anything. And so when they do get you into that system, they force you to stay into it. You must believe guns are bad, or you won't get that job. You won't get tenure. You will be ostracized in their community. Ask any leftist. Every one of them has a situation where they went against the grain, and either they left or they stayed and they kept their mouth shut. They are a complete culture of cowards. That's what they are. Wouldn't stand up to look. I've been around conservatives, and we'll talk, and somebody will say something that I disagree. Like I forget, you know, the exact circumstances, but I remember just recently being around something I disagreed, and I was like, I don't agree with that. And the person kind of went, And we changed this. He changed the subject, but what I wanted him to understand is what you just said. I don't agree with. You can like me, not like me, but I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm no chump. I'm no PB, I'll leave it at that. You'll figure it out. I'm not going to let you say something that I disagree with, and then I just go along to get along. Not going to happen. I got confronted by a guy. We were having a Twitter battle. He calls himself a conservative, but he's an anti-Trumper. He sees me at CPAC, and he we've been friendly up to that point. But I'd see him on Twitter, and I just went after him like, you're a moron. You know, you're buying into this leftist drivel. And I would challenge all of his tweets that were anti-Trump. Some of the things he tweeted, I completely ignored because they were correct. But the things where he was wrong, I didn't. He sees me at CPAC. He's like, man, hey, you know, you battling with me on Twitter. I said, get your stuff right and we won't battle on Twitter. I just don't think we should be going after each other. I said, I completely agree. But when you say things that are wrong, I will go after you. End of story. Have a nice day. We can be conservatives. I don't have to agree with you in lockstep. By the way, you don't have to agree with me either. You can go to kjradio.com, send me a note, or you can call 844-551-8255. And if you really don't disagree, I'll have you on the show.
And then, if you want to bring some friends, if you have a friend, Kevin, I got a friend, then invite your friend. If your friend or whomever, acquaintance, if you know somebody that thinks they know it all, bring them here. I will put them on. I will debate them. We will not clip one word or anything from what they say. You will hear it in its entirety. And I'll be very respectful for as long as they are. If they're not respectful, I won't be respectful. But if they're respectful, I'll be respectful. And I'm just going to ask questions. I'll just be like, okay, well, let's just pretend that that's, I agree with you. Now, what about this? And what about that? And here's what I'll do. I'll make it fun for everybody. We'll play 20 questions. And I can guarantee you within 10 questions, whoever you bring on, me asking them 10 questions on whatever topic they want, I will spin them into the death spiral, and they will probably be mad. But they will either have to change their mind or admit they can't defend their point. And I won't make a statement. I'll only frame what I say in questions. Now, that's pretty bold. That's about as easy as I can make it on somebody. I'm going to ask you questions, non-offensive questions, questions about what your policies stand for and things that you may or may not know about things. And we'll keep count. Somebody will ding, you know, one, ding, two, ding, three. And I'm going to do 20 questions. But within 10, I won't even take me 10. Most of them are spinning. So there you go. 844-551-8255. Bring them on. Germany gave up their guns. 6 million Jews died. How many ways do guns save lives in America? Millions of times a year. Many, many more times than a gun is used in any type of an act of violence where the person, you know, and what I mean is wrongly used. Cop shoot somebody or accidental shooting or whatever. Guns save more lives and protect more people than the left will ever admit. They will not tell you this. They won't tell you that, nor will they tell you that these kids that marched in this March for Life were forced. Some of them were forced to participate. One of the guys, a friend of mine on Twitter, said, did students protest when Steve Scalise was shot? Did students protest when Kate Stanley was shot? Did students protest when 8 people were mowed over in New York City by a terrorist driving a Home Depot truck? Students are protesting because the media and Democrats use them as puppets. That's why. And that is the truth of the matter. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about bringing the Democrats down. And my question to you is this. What would it take to bring the entirety of the Democrats down? It's a one-word answer, Trump. See, it's that reason Trump was not supposed to win at all costs. And National Review wrote an article about Russian collusion and the real story behind Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the FBI, and the media. And they said this, Barack Obama keeps a close watch on his emotions. I love Spock, he wrote in February of 2015 in a presidential statement eulogizing Leonard Nimoy. Growing up in Hawaii, the young man who would later be called No Drama Obama felt a special affinity for the Vulcan first officer of the USS Enterprise. Long before being nerdy was cool, there was Leonard Nimoy. The eulogy continued. Leonard was Spock. Cool, logical, big-eared, level-headed. Now, what's funny about this, Barack Obama doesn't like his big ears, but he knows he has them. So he was trying to describe himself. Cool, logical, big-eared, level-headed. That's what he thinks of himself. The article continues, it's a rare occasion when Obama lets his Spock mask slip. But November 2nd of 2016 was just such a moment. 6 days before the presidential election, when addressing the Congressional Black Circus, they said caucus, he stressed that the Republican candidate, Donald Trump, threatened hard-won achievements of blacks. Tolerance, justice, good schools, and ending mass incarceration, even democracy itself. Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to stop for a second. Do you believe for 1 second that blacks in America are tolerant and just, part of good schools, and not massively incarcerated? Because let me tell you something. If any of those things were ruined in the 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency, blacks became less tolerant, Blacks are one of the most injustice. They prefer injustice over justice more than anybody. We still have the worst schools and we have mass incarceration. But he goes on to say this. There's one candidate who will advance all those things. Voice swelling with emotion, they said. And there's another candidate whose defining principle, the central theme of his candidacy, is opposition to all that we've done. That's what Barack Obama said. Now they go on. The open display of emotion was new, but the theme of safeguarding his legacy was not. 2 months earlier, on July 5th in Charlotte, North Carolina, Obama delivered his first stump speech for Hillary Clinton. He described his presidency as a leg in a relay race. Hillary Clinton had tried to pass the Affordable Care Act during Bill Clinton's Affordable Health Care during Bill Clinton's administration, but she failed. And the relay baton fell to the ground. When Obama entered the White House, he picked it up. Now, his leg of the race was coming to an end, he said. I'm ready to pass the baton, he says. And I know that Hillary Clinton is going to take it. Yeah, he knew she was going to take it because he had made sure that he had all the apparatus in place to make sure she would be able to take it. But what's funny about this, and they aren't going to get into the nuance of this, but Barack Obama ridiculed Hillary Clinton's version of the healthcare system, and then he stole it and implemented the same thing for himself. I'm telling you, I wish I had a TV show because I would have said, now that's a brother that stole from a white woman. He did it right in front of America and called it Obamacare, had the name to steal it, pawn it, and put it under his own name. They said, but he was less certain than he was letting on. Hillary Clinton was up in the polls to be sure, but she was vulnerable. 3 weeks earlier, on June 15th, a cyber attacker fashioning himself as Guccifer 2.0 had published a cache of emails stolen from the DNC. They proved, as supporters of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders had long alleged, that the DNC had conspired with the Clinton campaign to undermine their candidate. Sanders was still withholding his endorsement of Clinton for president, even though her nomination as a Democratic candidate was now a foregone conclusion. I'm going to stop there for just a second because I want to continue in the next segment. But what they're saying here, what the National Review is pointing out, is that Barack Obama knew all of this. He knew Bernie Sanders was being cheated. He knew Trump was being cheated and targeted. He was spying on him and all these things. And he had let it slip that his legacy was at stake.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
No Trump at all cost. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That is what the left wanted. No Trump at all cost. Trump should not, could not become president, or else all hell would break loose. The people would know exactly what's going on in this government. I want you to think about this. Have you heard of the term straight shooter? We've used it. People have used it. Most of us have used it, right? Straight. Oh, yeah, he's a straight shooter. Meaning, if that guy tells you something, you can pretty much believe it. And we get, and, you know, you hear that and you go, somebody says, oh, he's a straight shooter. You go, okay. He is. Well, that's what's been said of Brennan, former CIA director. That's what's been said of James Clapper, a guy who has knowingly lied to you. And by the way, he's going to get away with a lie because of the statute of limitations running out for 5 years. Just do your research. You'll see what I'm talking about. James Comey was declared a straight shooter. I think somebody said he's the most honest guy in D.C. Robert Mueller has been called a straight shooter by multiple people. And there are many others that D.C., the politicos, the media have called straight shooters above and beyond reproach. And they are now all embroiled in a conspiracy to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Every one of them. It's a snake pit. I want you to think about everything it has taken for us to get to this point in history where the biggest scandal, this is undoubtedly the biggest political scandal in American history, and the media wants to focus on Stormy Daniels. They won't even talk about the greatness of this economy because they are so invested in ignoring the scandal and not making Donald Trump look good, because the better Donald Trump would look, the more they would be forced to cover this scandal. So look at the things that are involved here. At the very least, you've got the FBI. Okay? 12 people have been fired or reassigned. Most recently, McCabe has been told he's not going to get his pension. And what do? They don't blame the FBI. They blame Donald Trump, who, by the way, had nothing to do with it. Nothing. Oh, he tweeted. He's the one that started everything. No, he isn't. You want to know who started everything? The person who got fired. McCabe got fired. He's the one that started it. And look, you've got all kinds of parallels that you can make, things in life where you say, and you're going to blame the victim? You know, it's like a crook gets shot breaking into your house and you lose your home over. And you go, what are you talking about? This fool was breaking into my house.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have shot him.
Well, what should I have done? He had a gun. He was threatening my dog or whatever. No, no, no. Call the police. So we got the FBI. We've got the CIA. The head of the CIA threatened the president on Twitter.
Mr. President, there's more to come.
What's he got? What has he had access to? Why is he now threatening the president? By the way, bring it, John Brennan, former communist, Islamic terrorist sympathizer. Bring it. That was the guy heading your CIA. Okay? The NSA is involved, collecting data and then giving fake data and whatever for FISA and Fisk Court, FISA stuff. They're involved. The DNI, the DOJ, the State Department, the federal government in general, with Barack Obama saying to the FBI, keep me posted on all of this. Can you even imagine in your wildest dreams this scenario? Hollywood couldn't make up a movie that is more intriguing. And quite frankly, the biggest scandal in American history. All of this, and they say, trust government. You should trust them. So what you've seen, Hillary Clinton be freed where other people go to prison or lose their livelihoods. I'll use General Flynn as an example. By the way, I'll talk about him a little later. He's going to be coming back with a vengeance. I've said it. Now other people are finally beginning to see what I was talking about. General Flynn was railroaded, and he now can ask them for state's evidence. I want to know all the information you had against me. You want to know who railroaded General Flynn while we're on the subject? Yeah, McCabe. Got him to admit to something. You want to know why Flynn did what he did? Well, let's just stay on that subject for a little bit. You want to know why Flynn did what he did? He was trying to stop the carnage happening in his financial life. Most people believe Flynn took a plea deal because he couldn't afford to fight it. There's not a person listening to this that doesn't understand that. Sometimes it's better to just go, you know what? I don't know what I said. I don't know how you're interpreting it, but I don't have the money to fight the federal government, so I better just jump out of this. He couldn't get help from Donald Trump because it would appear that they were colluding. So Trump had to put him out in the wind. But now he's coming back. Anyway, honorable men like General Flynn, like Saucier, who took a picture on a submarine, Flynn loses his livelihood, Saucier goes to prison, Hillary Clinton has done far more egregious stuff. Nothing. Huma Abedin, nothing. Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama, they've all known about all this stuff. The lawyers for Hillary Clinton and on down the line, they've all exchanged and done far worse than anything Flynn or Saucier have done, and not a single thing has happened to him. Now, I'll go back to this article. Hillary Clinton was expected to be the person to dethrone, to keep Trump out, and they did everything they could. And this writer writes this: at the very moment when Clinton had expected the Democrat Party to unite behind her, its deepest chasm seemed to be growing wider. In contrast to Clinton, Obama held some sway over Sanders insurgents. He came to Charlotte and urged them to support Clinton against their shared enemy, the presumptive nominee Trump, obviously. The insurgency was not the only Clinton vulnerability on Obama's mind. He had come to Charlotte in addition to deflect attention from the news conference that James Comey, the director of the FBI, had held that morning in D.C. The investigation into Clinton's email server was complete, Comey announced. The FBI would recommend no criminal charges. That was the honey. But Comey administered it with a dose of vinegar. He dwelled on Clinton's mishandling, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to run you back through that, but here's the point. They had to take the good with the bad. It was either let us know that Clinton was indeed guilty and should go to prison, or make Comey the scapegoat. So believe it or not, no matter what these people write, this was orchestrated. Look, I can't just let you go. It's going to be too obvious. So I'll build it up and then I'll say, but we found no intent. Now, go back and look at what Flynn did. Go back and look at what Saucier did and a host of other people who are in prison for the same reasons. And I hope Donald Trump pardons them all. He pardoned Saucier. But go back and look at what they did and talk to me about intent. Now, but here's what they go on to say. From the perspective of the voters, Clinton's twin email travails, the hack of the DNC and the investigation into her server, were two faces of a single problem. Call it Clinton Inc. Sanders and Trump were painting Clinton as a Wall Street darling, the establishment candidate. She was the greatest defender and a prime beneficiary of a rigged political and financial system. And that's exactly what she was. Now, here's what they said. The third job of Obama in Charlotte was to humanize the queen. And here's what he says. I saw how she treated everybody with respect, and even the folks who aren't quote unquote important, Obama said. They said he enlarged Clinton's humility before the crowd because it was invisible to the naked eye. I love that part. With his jacket and tie off and the cuffs of his sleeves turned and a winning smile spread ear to ear, Obama came to loan Clinton his common touch. Passing the baton to her was a team effort, however. It demanded hard work from countless enablers. What's funny about this is they actually want you to believe that Barack Obama had the juice to drag Hillary Clinton's big old fat buttocks over the finish line. That bony dude couldn't do it. He had no ability to do it. Get this. Despite desperate times, rather, call for desperate measures. To block Trump, Clinton supporters bent rules and broke laws. They went to surprising lengths to strengthen her while framing him, both in the sense of depicting him in a particular light and planting evidence against him. Let me tell you something, folks. Take heart. There is nothing, repeat, nothing the Democrats are going to be able to do to thwart what's about to come. You're seeing the warnings. Eric Holder tweeted something like, hey, FBI people, the storm is coming. You need to hold strong. Let me tell you what he's saying without saying it. He knows what's coming. They still got people on the inside saying, hey, we can't stop this. I want you to take heart listening to this program, The Kevin Jackson Show. I've been saying this to you for a long time. 2018 is the year that the Democrat Party gets dismantled. It goes down. And rightfully so. And by the way, this isn't just about Democrats. This is about the political system. Something that would let the federal government grow to such enormous proportions and to such strength that we fear it. If it can get a billionaire private citizen trying to do good, what can it do to you?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.